Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. And this is the 80th anniversary of the history of broadcasting in Marion, Ohio. 80 years ago today, December 23rd, 1940, broadcast first hit the airwaves here in Marion, Ohio. So how about that? Now, we do have another special guest. We had the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, in hour number one, calling in, wishing us happy holidays and happy anniversary here, 80 years on the air. And we do have another special guest coming. We just had a little hang-up this morning, but we are working this out, to be sure. So stay tuned. It's coming, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, here we are, full swing in the holiday season, and I hope everybody is ready. Because, you know, what I have noticed is the stores are packed. Now, here we are in the midst of this pandemic, and there was a lot of talk of people staying home and not going out, and this was a bad idea, and so on and so forth. Well, you know, it turns out that people are still going out. And I do want to remind, let people know that if we don't get to our guests today, we're just having a little technical issue here. If we do not get to them, we will get to them hopefully tomorrow, maybe on Christmas Eve morning. Now, it's kind of interesting because I believe that when broadcasting started in Marion 80 years ago, that they were delayed getting on the air a couple hours. There was some technical glitch, but at one time I had the story, which was published in the Marion Star, about the station getting on the air late because of some technical difficulty that they were having. So it is not abnormal when you're doing a live show to have a little bit of technical difficulty, which we're having, but we will work out. We will work out. I promise you that. If we don't work it out in this segment, we will work it out in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, it's the holiday season, and that's what's great about Now, is there are people still with the joy of the season. And I wondered this year if people were going to be able to get into the season. I wondered if people were going to be able to have that same feeling that they have had every year. Because it's tough to be away from people. It's tough not to feel well. It's tough to go through what we're going through. But people are doing it. People are getting through it. People are still going out and caroling. And I think everybody makes a choice of what you can do and what you can't do. And you can choose to be happy in the moment, or you can choose to be unhappy in the moment. And hopefully we can just all be happy with the moments that we have chosen over these last, gosh, how long has this pandemic been going on now? 9 months? 9 months. Can you believe that we've been stuck in the middle of this? But we do see these vaccines now being distributed. That's always a nice thing to see on the television. And we also see a lot of hope from a lot of different people and a lot of different places. And but, you know, now we're seeing all these news reports about another virus coming in from the United Kingdom, that there have been mutations. I just tell you, I just don't know at this particular point. It's a tough time. I actually ran into a guy yesterday who worked at Riverside, who works at Riverside. And I just said to him, and I knew he worked at Riverside, I just said, how are you? How are things going? And he was just beat. and he just said terrible. And it's very rare that somebody will say that to you. You know, when you ask a question like that, it's very rare that somebody will reply with just terrible. And I think he was just spent. He was exhausted. And, you know, he said people are not going to change, and it is hard to change as time goes on. It gets harder by the minute. But here we are. What can we do? We hope for the best. And I think there is going to be a point after these holidays are over where things will calm down. Usually in January, stores are less busy. There are not a lot of parties to go to. Things do get better in that particular way. So, I think that's what we have to hope for at this particular point, is that is what will happen. When the holidays calm down and the New Year's over and Christmas is over, that things will calm down and people will stay home. And that is a way to stop the spread of this illness, is that if you don't come in contact with somebody who has it, highly unlikely that you're going to get it. Although I've been hearing recently of people not feeling well, kind of a stomach bug, which... that's not pleasant, but that happens this time of year. Last year, we had a horrible stomach bug that went around, and I don't remember getting it, thank goodness, but I do remember that stomach bug being an awful thing last year. Does anybody remember that last year when the stomach bug was going around? It was very unfortunate. People were very ill this time last year. And I remember thinking, man, I have got to wash my hands, I have got to hand sanitize, I have got to avoid going out in public, because people are getting sick, and they're getting sick a lot. And I guess the good news in this is that now we all do that every day, regardless. We hand sanitize, we wash our hands, and now we wear masks. The whole year of 2020, when we look back on it, the pictures of people in masks and the worry and the filled up hospitals, it's all going to be looked at very uniquely. But kind of back to the point of where I started this conversation, is that one of the lucky things is that we all have kept the Christmas spirit. And that's what I see out in public. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but it does look as if it has happened. And that is a very, very good thing, because we've got to keep our sense of humor. We've got to keep our sense of interest, and we've got to keep our optimism going forward, because it's tough. So that's all I want to say about that. Now, I do have letters to Santa Claus that I can read here if we do need to fill some time before our guest joins us. And again, if we because Glenn Coble will be with me here from 10 to noon today. So if we do not get the guest in here this morning, I'm sure we will get the guest in at some point this morning. And it's going to be enjoyable, because this guest is somebody who I know most everybody knows, and I know most everybody enjoys hearing on this station. And again, I want to thank the person who brought the no-bake cookies this morning and the large Diet Coke. There is no better way to start any morning, holiday or not, than with a no-bake cookie and a large Diet Coke. That truly is the breakfast of champions for me. In the holiday time, how could it be any better than that? Also, don't forget, tomorrow morning, we will start the broadcast day at 8 o'clock. We are going to be here on Christmas Eve, and we'll be on through 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we will do our annual last day before Christmas tradition. And everybody who's been listening for a while knows what that is. This will be the 7th year we've done it, so get ready for that tomorrow. That's always a lot of fun, something you don't want to miss for love nor money, to be sure. We are going to step out here momentarily, because I'm going to see if we have our technical difficulty fixed, but we're going to come back with more right after this short but but important break here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
All right, back here, Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to look at some letters to Santa Claus here because our guest is momentarily delayed. But we are going to work this out, I promise. Okay, let's see here. You know what's interesting about these letters from Santa Claus? Because we have these letters dating back to the 1940s. And it is interesting how letters have changed over the years from the 1940s through the 2000s. Penmanship, because these are actual letters. These are not typed. Although people did start typing their... I noticed this. A lot of kids started typing their letters in the 2000s. Certainly more than they did back in the 40s. Now, would they have had to get a typewriter out back in the 40s to type their letter? All right. Let's see here what we got as far as letters to Santa Claus go. Oh, and by the way, I do want to ask you, the listening audience, are you ready for the holiday? Because I'm feeling pretty confident at this point. You know, tomorrow's the big Christmas Eve, and I feel like there are a lot of presents under my tree now. I feel like they're wrapped. There's one that I still need to wrap that I got yesterday, so I still have to wrap that one. And then there's one I need to work on tonight and wrap. So I've got one I still have to work on and wrap, and then I've got one I just have to wrap. So that's where I am right now as far as this whole process goes with Christmas. Now, where are you in this process? Process or process, however you say it. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where are you in the Thanksgiving process? And baking. Now, have a lot of you put off your baking and your Christmas cookies until today? Until yesterday. A lot of people did it this last weekend. I did notice that. They got all their Christmas stuff together this past weekend, which was later than I think normally it had been done. So that's kind of fascinating in a way, that people waited longer this year. I'm still trying to figure out what the correlation is between buying more live trees than we have in years past. You know, when we talked to the Y-Men, they said here in Marion, this year, they sold out quicker than they ever have since they started doing this in the 1950s. And I wonder what the reason is for that. And in comparison, last year, apparently they still had 50 trees left on Christmas Eve. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what changed. But I think that's a very interesting part of this whole pandemic. I think it's a very interesting part of this Christmas. Does it mean people want to go back in time? Because I don't know, are real Christmas trees a sign of going back in time? See, I just can't handle a real Christmas tree anymore. I had them when I was younger, living at home. But to be honest with you, they were tough to keep alive. I never got the watering right. Or I would forget to water, and then they would dry out, and you would get those spots in the tree where it was brown and it was brittle. I never learned how to get that right. Just like saving a poinsettia. I still really don't know how to save a poinsettia. I know Heloise has explained it on the air here, and I really still have no idea. So does anybody out there who knows anything about horticulture know how to save a Christmas tree all Christmas long and how to save a poinsettia after the holiday is over? Although, I do not have any poinsettias yet this year. Now, we still have a couple days left, but I don't have any. So there's really no need to save anything at this particular point because I don't have anything to save. But if you do have a poinsettia and you want to save it, how would you do that? That's a question that comes up every year. Now, somebody told me one time that you take it out in the yard and you plant it. Now, I don't know if that really would work or not. Because does the red come back? And of course, now they make poinsettias in all different colors. I see clear poinsettias. I see, what are the other colors I see now? I know I see red. I know I see white. I see, I think I've even seen golden poinsettias. I wonder how they change the color, the pigment in the poinsettia. I'm sure it has something to do with something internal, horticulturally, but I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what they do. Isn't that interesting? Because for many years, all we saw was red poinsettias. But now we've got the white, and now we've got the gold. So I wonder what's done. Does anybody know out there listening who knows anything about plants know how that's done? I'd be interested to know. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's get some of these letters to Santa Claus in. Now remember, these are not exactly the easiest things to read because of the writing and the penmanship, but we will give it a shot. Dear Santa Claus, Dear Santa Claus, please will you bring me a 20-ton, lorry-mounted crane and a folding flat truck with tailboard, also a Euclid rear dump truck, and I would like a Mercy Tunnel police van. I will have anything you care to bring me. I hope you are very well. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and to all your elves, love from Stuart. Interesting letter there. Now, I have no idea what that letter was trying to say because of some of the writing, but, hey, it's letters to Santa Claus. Now, this letter here looks like it was done in beautiful penmanship. Dear Santa, I would like to be an elf because I work really hard and I can paint and color real good. I can sew real good, and I can read good. I can draw things, and I would help protect the things and write them down. Write down the names on the list. I would wrap presents for you. I would get the reindeer in order for you. I would get the candy all ready for you. Love, Elena. Well, apparently Elena is looking for a job there as an elf. Nothing wrong with that. Some of these letters are kind of lengthy. Let's see if I can find another good one here. Okay. Dear Santa Claus, the following is the list of things I would like for Christmas. Let's see here what this is. Again, the penmanship is a little hard to read on some of these. A Fawner 50, a Winchester rifle, a buckle gun belt, a watch, a fire truck that shoots water, a car truck, Clark. Now, Clark here was a little demanding. The following is the list of things I would like for Christmas. Well, it is Christmas. Here we go. Dear Santa Claus, if you can find room in your bag, I should like a high chair for my dolly and a rocking cradle. Please excuse my writing. I am only 6, and it isn't very easy yet. Love, Jennifer. Now, see, Jennifer's letter I could read better than some of the others. Now, those letters were from the 1950s, by the way. Let's see. Let's get into the 60s. Okay. Dear Santa Claus, I have been a very good big girl this year. I haven't hit my two brothers over 1,350 times. Well, that means I guess she's nailed them a lot. Santa Claus, I want a 1961 Cadillac, and Mother said I could have the Lone Ranger's horse Silver and Tonto if possible. We won't have a fire in the fireplace because I'm afraid you might get burnt coming down it. Mother said she would have you some beer in a jar of rattlesnakes for your deer with hopes, Sue. P.S. Hope you make it, not really you, but the Cadillac, and especially Tonto. I just thought I would get my order in early. Well, that letter was written to Santa Claus, by the way, in October of 1960. The girl had high tastes. She got her order in early, and she wanted a Cadillac. Very interesting. All right. Mr. Santa Claus, with regard to my coming Christmas present, it is respectfully requested that for my efforts in 1969, I receive $2 million cold cash. Regards, Paul. Well, apparently Paul just wanted the dough. Now, is there anything when you were young you remember writing to Santa Claus for? Is there a gift that sticks out in your head that you really wanted from Santa Claus? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there a gift over the years that you really wanted? I remember in recent years, well, in the last 20 or so, I remember we had the Tickle Me Elmo. I remember we had Cabbage Patch Kids. This year, it tends to be this Nintendo Switch. Which, to be honest with you, I'm still not really sure what that is. But I keep hearing about this Nintendo Switch. That seems to be the big gift. Now, what other gifts have been big? I think G.I. Joe was big 1 year. I think Pee Wee Herman dolls were big 1 year. I think Roger Rabbit was big 1 year. Lincoln Logs are always big. Legos are always big. Is there something you really wanted for Christmas that sticks out in your mind? You know, it kind of goes back to that movie, A Christmas Story, with the Red Ryder BB gun. That's, everybody wants something in particular. And most kids, not that it's not a good gift, but most kids get upset if you give them clothes. Isn't that funny how that has always maintained throughout the years? If you give a kid clothes on Christmas morning, they are not very thrilled. Not that they won't wear the clothes, but it's just never been a hugely popular gift on Christmas morning. Now, a lot of people like getting cash, and obviously reflected in one of our Christmas letters there. Obviously, people do like cash. But gift cards, you know, people now like the gift cards. That's become more acceptable, I think, than it was in years past. It's interesting how Christmas has changed. And then in other ways, how Christmas stays the same. Tradition. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got anything to say in regard to the Christmas holiday, which is approaching very, very fast. Has anybody else noticed that the stores are just staying absolutely packed? We really have not backed off at all. I'm waiting to see what the numbers are going to be like this Christmas, all in the post office. I feel bad for some of these people who did the online shopping. I saw a note yesterday from somebody who said that she ordered her gifts on the day after Thanksgiving, and they're still not here. There must be people's Christmas gifts in post offices all over this country that are not going to be delivered by tomorrow. And people are nervous. And you know what's interesting? All these trackers, you know, scanned in here, scanned in there, everybody knows right where their packages are now, where they're hung up at, where they're lost at. And I have heard story after story this year from people saying that their packages are not going to get here. And I wonder how people are going to deal with that on Christmas morning. Are they just going to say, listen, the package didn't come, you know, we'll do it whenever it comes? Are they going to go out and try to get something similar to what they ordered? I don't know if this will cause a last-minute shopping rush or not. I'm not really sure how this all will happen, but I think it's going to be interesting. I certainly think it's going to be interesting as time goes on. And this has been an interesting show because I'll tell you why this is interesting. We started out talking about the 80th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion, and we did have a guest scheduled this morning, and then we had a little technical difficulty. But you always have a plan B that you can fall back on. Santa, certainly this time of year, there are a lot of plan Bs. We can talk about Santa, we can talk about letters, we can talk about what's going on in your world, and I promise you, we will get this guest on. I don't know if it will happen today, but because we're still working out the kinks here, maybe we'll have him on tomorrow. Now, wouldn't that be interesting to have him on Christmas Eve morning? Because the first 2 hours tomorrow will probably just be me in the studio. So that would be a lot of fun to have this guest on Christmas Eve morning. I think there'd be some significance in that. So you'll have to stay tuned to see when we're going to have this guest on, because I'm sure that I will make contact with them and see if our technical problem has been resolved at some point today. But, you know, it's not the first time in radio that a technical problem has happened, and if we're able to resolve the issue and get it fixed for tomorrow morning, we'll let you know again that this guest will be on. You know, many years ago, somebody told me that when it's live, it's live. So you come out here and you do it. Now, some days, it works perfectly, and other days, It's a little different. But we will get it worked out. That is for sure. We will certainly get the problem worked out. And wouldn't it be fun? I'm trying to avoid saying the guest's name, even though we announced it on Facebook. But if we had this guest tomorrow morning, I think that would be fun on Christmas Eve. Because, again, having this person on as a guest to me is a Christmas present. Because this is one of my all-time favorite guests. Maybe my favorite guest. I don't know. I like a lot of people, but this person is high up on the list. I also feel, by the way, that my Christmas Eve meal is coming along. I think now pretty well everything that's going to be eaten on Christmas Eve has been taken care of. And that's a relief. Now, New Year's Eve, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen on New Year's Eve this year, to be honest. I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen on New Year's Eve. I don't know what people are going to do. I don't think it's going to be the big celebrations. So I don't know if people will have parties in their homes. I think we still have a curfew, which will be intact on New Year's Eve. Has anybody heard anything about the curfew and New Year's Eve? I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know what that issue is. Because it's 10:30. No, it's 10, isn't it? The curfew is 10 o'clock. So I don't think that any restaurants or bars or anything are going to be open inside after 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. So I really don't know. How do you think people are going to celebrate the new year? And I know it's busy right now. Everybody's busy. Everybody's getting that last minute shopping in. Everybody's stressed out because of the post office at this point. Everybody's cooking. It's an interesting time, to be sure. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I don't think there'd be anything to worry about. Wouldn't all the booze kill the germs?
Well, I don't know. You know, don't they stop with the alcohol?
Is that just hillbilly rationale?
Well, isn't the end of alcohol at 10:30?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think New Year. I think nobody.
I don't know. It's been quite a while since I went to a bar.
Well, I just think New Year's Eve is going to be very interesting, and nobody's thinking about it right now because of Christmas. But I think once it dawns on them that they're not going to be able to do what they normally do, I think that's going to be handled very differently.
Well, sanitizer has alcohol in it, and that's good for you. So bottoms up, right?
I don't know if you want to do that because it might.
Okay, well, I'm done giving advice. Toodles.
Bye-bye. Well, see, now there was some sage advice. Does anybody else have any idea what's going to happen on New Year's Eve, just right around the corner? I don't know if people are going to make New Year's resolutions this year. It seems so different overall, everything that's happened, that I don't know if those traditions that we normally do of New Year's resolutions or eating, well, maybe people will do the sauerkraut and pork more this year because they really want good luck in the new year. What was that old thing? There used to be, and I'm sure it was just an old wives' tale, but there used to be something about if you put an amount of money on a piece of paper and you put it in a drawer or something like that, that it's supposed to come back to you in the course of that year. Had anybody ever heard that? Was it in a drawer or in a sock or something? You wrote it down on a piece of paper. I don't remember what that old wives' tale was, but I remember that being a very popular thing that people did. And you know, the funny thing is, I think most people forget about it after a month or so. And if they do get any money throughout the year, they probably don't attribute it to that piece of paper that they wrote on back on December 31st. But I remember there being something about that. Is there any other traditional New Year's food besides pork and sauerkraut I don't know if there is. I think that's just the one. That's the one everybody goes to. And, of course, they have their adult beverages the night before. Christmas, of course, eggnog, sugar cookies, candy of all kind. Do you think people watch their diets at Christmas? Is that the one time of year people say, forget it, I'm off the diet, I'm going to do what I want to do? It still may be, and that may be a good thing. You know, every so often, you've got to throw caution to the wind, even with the diets, and enjoy yourself. Because I think depriving yourself is very, very tough. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left in the program. I do want to let everybody know Glenn Coble and I will be coming up here from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then we have got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7. I do want to thank the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, for calling in earlier to celebrate the 80th anniversary of broadcast in Marion. 80 years ago today, December 23rd, 1940, broadcasting started in Marion, Ohio, and we talked about all those great names who have been on the air over the last 80 years. We can say that now, 80 years, from Madge Cooper to Charlie Evers to Joe Ione to Rod Serling to Dave Kaler to Marianne Michaels and a whole lot of other great ones. And Bob Mason, we cannot forget Bob Mason, the founder of broadcast in Marion, Ohio, some 80 years ago. And again, we just had a little technical difficulty this morning with our guest, but we are going to work that out for sure. And we will get that interview on at some point. And as I say, maybe it has worked out for the best, because maybe this guest will be on tomorrow morning, Christmas Eve. And what an interesting surprise that would be to have this guest on from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. That would give you more time to prepare for it. See, I did not have the confirmation of this guest until late last night, so I don't know if a lot of people knew this person was going to be on, but if we can confirm it early in the day today and do it tomorrow, hey, that would be a lot of fun, and it would still be significant in all ways. So I hope you're ready for the holiday coming up. I'm sure Glenn and I will talk about this. I hope everything is good in your life right now. It's on my mind right now because the stores are mobbed. The stores are mobbed right now. And I feel bad because I have heard these horror stories about the post office over and over and over, and it just boggles my mind that people ordered stuff as far back as the day after Thanksgiving and still have not gotten them. That is unbelievable to me that that is the way things have gone. I hope you're feeling great, because I have heard about this stomach bug going around, and it is just a stomach bug, from my understanding, from the people I've talked to. I think they've been tested for other things, so I certainly hope you can avoid that during the holiday season, but we always get these stomach bugs around the time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's awful, and we had a really bad one last year, and hopefully this one does not turn into that one, because you want to be able to eat all that good stuff on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and you don't want to have any ills. You want to feel good those 2 days, and you want to be able to enjoy yourself. Even though the parties will be scaled back this year, the gatherings will be scaled back, you still want to enjoy it. You still want to do whatever you're going to do, whatever your new tradition is this year because of our situation. If it's watch a movie, watch television, get together with one other person, whatever you do this year, you want to enjoy it. You don't want to be ill in any way. And that's the ultimate goal, is we want everybody to be happy and healthy into the new year. But as I said yesterday, we did not have Tracy Kinsler on yesterday because they are just swamped over at the health department. So we hope that situation gets better as well as we continue on. As I say, we will be on tomorrow morning. Don't miss it. We're going to start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and do our annual tradition I'm not going to say what it is, but we've been doing it for 6 years. Tomorrow will be the 7th year, and you'll have to tune in tomorrow morning for that. All right, Glenn Coble and I coming up here in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season.